Welcome to Losing Weight After Baby, a podcast for moms by a mom. Hi, my name is Arlene Pellicane. I'm an everyday 30-something mom with a toddler and an infant. The goal here is to encourage you to get into the best shape of your life and motivate you to action. You know, there's a gift your husband wants this year, and you can't quite put it under the Christmas tree. It is the gift of intimacy. And guess what? The benefits of lovemaking don't just help your marriage, they help your waistline. It's going to get personal, so let's have some fun on today's edition of Losing Weight After Baby. Because you are listening to this podcast, I know two things about you. I know you're interested in losing weight, and I know you are interested in your family, because you care enough about your kids and about your husband to be healthy. So today we're going to talk about a subject that will really help the health of your family, and that subject is sex. It is my first sex podcast, so my husband is extremely excited that I'm talking about one of his favorite topics today. But you know, when you think about it, when you have a new baby, sex can be kind of the furthest thing on your mind. I know I have a one-year-old. She will be one tomorrow. And the way she got here in the first place is by sex. But then after the baby comes, it kind of takes a long time to have sex again, doesn't it? But sex is such an important part of your relationship with your husband. And believe it or not, it impacts your children so much. You know, Josh McDowell, he is an author and a speaker, and he researches teenagers, what teenagers believe, why teenagers do what they do. And one of the things that he says in terms of the family is how teenagers answer the following three questions radically impacts their relationships and what they do sexually. So the first question is, as a girl looks at her parents, do they love each other? The second question is, do they love me? And the third question is, do they have something that I want? So, you know, you fast forward the tape, you look at your little baby, whether that's a little baby girl or a little baby boy, and you look at them as a teenager, and you wonder, you know, if they were to ask these questions in 15 years, do my parents love each other? Do they love me? And do I want what they have? Wouldn't it be great if your child could say a resounding yes? Yes, my parents totally love each other. They are crazy about each other. Yes, my parents love me. And yes, when I am old enough, I want what they have. Wouldn't that be amazing? Well, one of the ways to keep that kind of passion burning in your marriage is by having a regular sexual relationship with your husband. So many times when you think of the motivation, sometimes it can feel like, oh, just another thing on my to-do list that I have to feed my baby, have this household, work, do all these things, and then I have to crawl into bed and I have to feel sexy. I mean, who are we kidding here? But, you know, making love to your husband and making that a priority in your life is one of those big things that if you can get that right, you can have a messy house. Can, you know, not have a home-cooked meal one night, but then instead you make love to your husband. I'm sure he will not mind. So if we shift our priorities a little bit, our hope would be that when our children grow up, they say, wow, I want what my mom and dad have. They are so madly in love with each other after all these years. And sex is a great part of that. So I just want to encourage you and motivate you that even though you're in the midst of diapers and baby, don't forget about lovemaking, because that's going to make your family strong. And guess what? Not only will it make your family strong, it will make your waistline go down. It'll make you thinner, because sex is a form of physical activity. And you actually can burn calories making love. You can actually go online and look at like estimated calorie burners, and you can put in different activities, running, walking, cycling, tennis, and they actually have sex as a category. So you can actually find that. You know, there's a lady that wrote this book. It's a crazy title, The Ultimate Sex Diet, The Super Sex Diet That Works. The author is Carrie McCloskey, and she says that when she was 30 years old, she was overweight, she wasn't working out, and she was eating poorly. And then she turned on the heat with her husband, and she says she lost 23 pounds in 6 months. Can you imagine? She says that a half an hour of sex burns about 200 calories. So if you do the math, 6 months and 23 pounds, she and her husband were very busy. So yes, you can lose weight by making love to your husband. The more active you are, the more calories you'll burn, the more weight you will lose, and it will just be fantastic also for your marriage. So making love to your husband, making sex a priority is great for your relationship, it's great for your kids to see, and it's great for losing weight. Another thing it's great for is just as a motivation to have a better body. It's very difficult to have a Victoria's Secret kind of body. That's why those ladies are models. They are not everyday women, all right? Most women are not packaged that way, that every single thing in their body is perfect. Like, that is really hard to attain to. So that's not what we're going for. And when I talk about having a positive body image, I am not talking about looking like a Victoria's Secret model. What I am talking about is looking your best. For your body type, what is the best that you can do? And a lot of times that means losing an extra 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds that you know you would just look a lot better. Because, you know, let's face it, when you put on a piece of lingerie and everything is like really tight and clingy, but it's all tight and clingy in the wrong parts, it's kind of hard to feel sexy. And you want to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, wow, I look fantastic. You know, what does your fantastic look like? And that's what you strive for, so that when you put something on before you make love to your husband, you can feel sexy, you can feel attractive. That's really important, because, and it can be a great motivation, because, you know, for us women, sex is in our brains. Like, we have to feel sexy and think sexy. And that is honestly hard to do when you're not really happy with your body. So I don't say this so that you'll beat yourself up about it, but instead, I hope that you'll use it as a springboard to say, you know what, I'm going to lose 2 pounds this week. And the week after that, I'm going to lose another 2 pounds, because in 2 months is my anniversary and I want to look really good on our anniversary evening for my husband. Now, that would be a positive motivation, and that would be something that would help you to lose weight so that you could look better in the bedroom and feel better in the bedroom. You know, because when we look our best, we feel sexier. So I want to end on a very practical note today, and I want to talk about how to schedule time in for sex. Like I said before, when the day is long and there are so many diapers and you've been nursing a baby all day, the last thing you kind of want to do is to be fondled and caressed. I mean, this is really not up there on chart of things to do. Yet sex is an important part of your marriage and of your family and your life. So how can you schedule it in? Well, believe it or not, it sounds very unromantic, but that's exactly what you have to do, is schedule it in. You talk to your husband, you say, okay, Wednesday, let's do this in the evening. So that way, all day long, you know, okay, we're going to have sex in the evening, and you actually look forward to it and plan it and don't just feel like, oh, it's another pressure in my life, but instead make it something that you are actually looking forward to. So plan it and put it in your calendar. We make arrangements for things all day long. We say, okay, we're going to pick up the dry cleaning at this time, and we're going to go to the grocery store at this time, and I'm going to meet my girlfriend at the mall at this time. So if we can schedule things like that in, then we can schedule in something very important for the family, and that would be making love. Another thing that is a fantastic thing to do is to have an annual getaway. Have one time a year where you get away for one night with your husband without the kids. So whether that be that the kids go to grandma and grandpa's house or to a friend's house and you just stay home, or maybe you can go to a hotel in your hometown, or maybe you actually drive somewhere, you know, that's maybe 1 or 2 hours away. However you want to do it, a yearly getaway is so great for you as a couple, because you'll be able to make memories. And just being away from the kids, just for that day, it just puts everything a new perspective on life, and you come back to your family so much more ready to give to your kids. You look forward to seeing them. I mean, it's a fantastic ritual. So maybe your annual getaway will be around your anniversary. Maybe it'll be around the day that you remember was your first date or your first kiss. Or maybe it will be around a birthday. However you want to schedule it, I really encourage you to schedule it the same time every year. That way, it'll happen every year. Sometimes when you leave things to chance, what happens? It doesn't happen. But if you schedule it in, okay, every anniversary, every birthday, every December 1st, whatever the case may be, we have our getaway. That is a wonderful way to keep the fires burning and to actually schedule a time apart with your husband. So I really hope this podcast has encouraged you to say, you know what, I want to have the kind of marriage that makes my children say, wow, I want what they have. And man, my parents are so in love. And I hope this encourages you to hug your husband close today and say, "Sweetie, I know we're busy and I know there's a lot going on, but I just want you to know that I'm thinking of you and I want to make love to you, and let's put it in the calendar." I bet your husband would just love that. And I hope you're encouraged to have a yearly getaway, to look your best so that when you put that sexy something on, you feel your best. And that you remember, hey, every time I make love, every time I have sex with my husband, I am burning calories and I'm on my way to losing weight after baby. Well, you know, we've been talking about sex and chocolate, those subjects kind of go together. So next week, I will be talking about chocolates and Christmas cookies and all the other treats that come with December. And we will talk about avoiding that weight gain that comes in December. On average, people gain 5 to 10 pounds. How can we avoid that? We'll talk about that next week. So remember to tell your friends about this podcast and losingweightafterbaby.com. You'll always find encouraging words here. Until next week, be an example to your kids. Overcome your complacency about fitness and be relentless about pursuing your dreams.
This is a production of Losing Weight After Baby. You can do it, Mom.